This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day if you actually like the idea of forcing two parties to work together. We were just talking about the situation in Israel where they forced eight parties to work together to get this new coalition up and running, and we hope that can happen. Now, in the United States, we really only have two parties who were represented in our Congress. And everything is so closely divided that one person, one individual, could actually force some kind of cooperation and bipartisanship. And he did it. And it's a great relief. My level of anxiety about American politics is greatly soothed, greatly diminished the anxiety today because of what Joe Manchin has done. And what Joe Manchin has done is smart for him. He represents a state in the Senate of the United States that voted 69% for Donald Trump. So not a lot of support for Joe Biden or Joe Biden's more radical elements of his agenda from the people of West Virginia. But because of a piece that Manchin wrote and published in a hometown newspaper. We now know, because he pledges he will never vote to end the filibuster. This is crucial, absolutely crucial, because that also means that, frankly, we don't have to worry about District of Columbia suddenly becoming a state. We definitely don't have to worry about that sweeping voting bill that was going to remake American elections, the so-called For the People Act, which we've spoken about, which provides all kinds of things. I mean, the worst to me is actually a cutting down on private funding of campaigns. They want the government to provide welfare for politicians. Well, that's not going to happen. He announced that he's not going to vote for it. Every Republican has announced against it. It's dead. And what this means is that what Joe Manchin says is that if we're going to do anything, if Joe Biden is going to get any of his program through for the economy, for infrastructure, his American Family Act, any of it, he's going to have to bring in Republicans and make some deals. And that means a more moderate, doesn't mean good policies necessarily, but it means the less destructive policies than we otherwise would have gotten without the announcement by Manchin over the weekend. New York Times reports that in the Charleston Gazette Mail, the newspaper of the capital of his home state, Mr. Manchin, a Democrat, wrote, quote, "I believe that partisan voting legislation will destroy the already weakening binds of our democracy. And for that reason, I will vote against the For the People Act. Furthermore, I will not vote to weaken or eliminate the filibuster." Now, the For the People Act that they're talking about, as the New York Times explains it fairly, the 818-page bill, you know, Joe, while you're at it, if we could do something to stop these 1,000-page and 818-page bills, because nobody reads them, and they sneak in all kinds of stuff that people aren't ready for. It was part of the problem with Obamacare. It's part of the problem with most of what gets done by Congress. The bills should be shorter. They should be comprehensible. They should be accessible to the American people. The 818-page bill would end partisan gerrymandering. Okay. It would not. Basically, it would try to force, and that would be a court case, they would try to force each state to go to some kind of bipartisan commission or to take the question of how you reapportion things out of the hands of the state government, which is unconstitutional. In any event, they say that it would end partisan gerrymandering, tighten controls on campaign spending, and ease voter registration. It would also force major party candidates for president and vice president to release 10 years' worth of personal and business tax returns and end the president's and vice president's exemption from conflict of interest rules, which allowed Mr. Trump to continue his business. Now, you can say some of these things might be good changes. Introduce them separately, where you could get some Republican support. And that's what Manchin is saying. It says in the Times, with Manchin's vow, passage of the Full For the People Act appears to be impossible. Although parts of it could pass in other ways if Democrats are willing to break up the bill, a move they have resisted. Manchin's blockade of filibuster changes makes other Biden initiatives far less likely to pass, including any overhaul of immigration laws, a permanent expansion of the Affordable Care Act, controls of the price of prescription drugs, and the most serious efforts to tackle climate change. A budget rule called reconciliation has also been stretched to pass ambitious legislation under the guise of spending and taxation. And what they are talking about here is with reconciliation, if you can say this is a budgetary matter, this is just about what we're spending, it's not about changing the law, it's not about changing policy, it's just about spending money, they can still do that with 50 Democratic votes, and then even if they have 50 Republicans voting against it, which they usually would in most of these things, then Kamala Harris can break the tie. But right now, the Democrats on the left are not thrilled with Joe Manchin. Jamal Bowman, who is, I guess, an unofficial new member of the squad, he's very, very far left. And here is what he had to say. This is clip one about Joe Manchin's vow to block the Democratic voting bill and to defend the filibuster. This is Jamal Bowman on CNN.
Joe Manchin has become the new Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell, during Obama's presidency, said he would do everything in his power to stop Obama. He's also repeated that now during the Biden presidency by saying he would do everything in his power to stop President Biden. And now Joe Manchin is doing everything in his power to stop democracy and to stop our work for the people, the work that the people sent us here to do.
Okay, it's outrageous to say to block democracy. If there's a 50-50 tie in the Senate, how is it blocking democracy to say that you you can't do an end run around that 50-50 tie? If the House is so closely divided, if the House were overwhelmingly Democratic, if the Senate were overwhelmingly Democratic, or even by a few votes, you might make the case that, oh my goodness, what Joe Manchin is doing is blocking democracy. But even then, he was elected too. And he was elected by, I believe, even a bigger margin than Trump in his state. He's very popular in his state. He's former governor. And the idea that he is somehow blocking or destroying democracy, it's outrageous. Fortunately, the Biden administration seems to recognize, okay, we have to work with this guy because we don't have any votes to spare. They also today are confronting a huge new study that was done by three of the most prominent liberal political groups that are the basis for the Democratic Party's success in years past, such as they've had success, all of whom are saying Democratic Party's in deep trouble. Deep trouble. Why? Well, because of growing Republican support, particularly among minorities, people of color. So why? We'll get to that. There's one key issue that's working against Democrats, and it should be obvious to everybody. We'll be right there with that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
first became aware of Josh Tolley as a very well-known commentator and writer who talked all about how to apply timeless values to the job of investing and business. And now he has an opportunity you need to know about.
Michael, first let me say it is a pleasure to be involved with your show and earn your endorsement. But you're right. People are worried. Politics, societal decay, market volatility, even how to transfer wealth to that next generation. Shift Capital can protect up to 25% of a family or business's wealth, offering tax-free, yes, really, tax-free compounding, no market tie-ins, 5 to 6% compounding dividend return, protected from creditors and with a 140-year track record. Before you invest, protect the money first. ShiftCapital.com, shyft-capital.com, or 1-800-289-7061.
Or you can find out further information at michaelmedved.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, Father's Day is coming up, and don't forget it. And one way to remember Father's Day, a great way, is with our book bundle from the MedVet History Store. This is a hardcover, inscribed, personally signed copy, a hardcover of my book, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era, together with the audiobook version of that book. That's every word of the text read by me with great fervor and attention to detail, of course. All of that is there together with an MP3 player to play the audiobook that you will be sent, and it's all at a greatly reduced price while supplies last. And you can go to michaelmedved.com, a look at the banner for God's Hand on America, or you can go directly to the Medved History Store. That's medvedhistorystore.com. I had mentioned that there was a brand new study, and the New York Times again, and it's pretty shocking because this is a pretty harsh coverage by America's so-called Journal of Record about the Democratic Party and its prospects in 2020. And Joe Manchin, I think, and his announcement over the weekend and his commitment to defend the filibuster, his commitment to defend our voting system from a complete sweeping federal takeover, which is extremely ill-advised, all of that is going to be, together with this new study, a big wake-up call, I think, for at least Democrats who are capable of looking at the situation. The Times reports in a piece by Alexander Burns, a review of the 2020 election conducted by several prominent Democratic advocacy groups has concluded the party is at risk of losing ground with Black, Hispanic, and Asian American voters unless it does a better job presenting an economic agenda and countering Republican efforts to spread misinformation, they say, and tie all Democratic candidates to the far left. On what issue in particular? Crime. Policing. This is the issue where Republicans are clearly gaining ground, where it is not a closely divided country. The country overwhelmingly supports effective policing, and particularly in the Black community, particularly in the Hispanic community. There's an amazing piece in National Review about the elections they just had, city elections in big Texas cities. Cities like McAllen, Texas, which is 150,000 people. Cities like Fort Worth, which is more than a million people now. And where Republicans won. Yeah, these are city elections. And, for instance, they pointed out that in Fort Worth is only one-third white Anglos. Yeah, a lot of people of color, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of Black people. And a Republican won going away, easily. Strong conservative Republican. Why? Because this crime issue is crucial. The New York Times reports the 70-page report was assembled at the behest of three major Democratic interest groups. Third Way, which is a centrist think tank, and the Collective PAC, Political Action Committee, and the Latino Victory Fund. Now, both of those two, the Collective PAC and Latino Victory Fund, promote Black and Hispanic candidates. It appears to be the most thorough act of self-criticism carried out by Democrats or Republicans after the last campaign. In part, the study found, Democrats fell short of their aspirations because many House and Senate candidates failed to match Joe Biden's support with voters of color, who loathed Trump but distrusted the Democratic Party as a whole. In other words, look, there are a lot of people out there who didn't have strong positive feelings about Biden, but they had very strong negative feelings about Trump. But a lot of those folks also have very strong negative feelings about AOC and Jamal Bowman and Ilhan Omar and that Elizabeth Warren, people on the crazy left, who want to do things like defund the police. And certainly, I don't think Joe Biden would be sitting where he is today if he had gone along with some of the so-called progressives in his party and talked about defunding the police, especially at a time when the crime everywhere is skyrocketing. I'm going to do a little bit of catch-up just on the news over the weekend where there's terrible shootings in Florida and in Georgia. And in Chicago, of course, and really throughout the country, Portland again. Overall, the new report warns Democrats in 2020 lacked a core argument about the economy and recovering from the coronavirus pandemic. An argument that might have helped candidates repel Republican claims that they just wanted to keep the economy shut down, or worse. The party leaned too heavily on anti-Trump rhetoric, the report concludes. In other words, you have to show not only that the other guys are bad, that we don't like them. You have to show, what is it you're going to do that's going to be different? That was a problem for President Trump as well, and I think it's one of the main reasons he lost. And he did lose. He lost because there was lots and lots of stuff about what he had done, and lots of stuff about what Biden would do, which wasn't good. What there wasn't in the campaign was much information about what Trump would do differently about his second term. Now, if Trump is actually running for another term, I don't think he's going to repeat that mistake. And his speech in North Carolina over the weekend is an indication he won't. But in any event, they say that former Representative Debbie McCarsel Powell, who was a Democrat who lost re-election in South Florida this last November, said, unfortunately, the Democratic Party has in some ways lost touch with our electorate. There's the assumption that, of course, people of color or the working class are going to vote for Democrats. We can never assume anything. In the DCC, that's Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee report, the committee attributed setbacks at the congressional level to a surge in turnout by Trump supporters and an inadequate Democratic response to attacks calling Democrats police-hating socialists. Well, some of them are police-hating socialists. I mean, just listen to what they say. And they are absolutely right that the Democrats never answered those charges fairly or effectively. So what would effective answers look like? And what would it look like if we actually tried to get together on this crime problem? Because it is devastating when you hear the news over the weekend. It's a very, very serious matter. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. There's not only this Democratic report that says the Democrats are in trouble. There's a firm assertion of the Republican future by one of the really widely admired elder statesmen of the Republican Party. We'll get to that, too, on the Medved Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with Guatemala's president on Monday. She's in Latin America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. Harris also meeting with community leaders to discuss why folks in Central America are leaving for the United States. Russell Johnson is a rancher in New Mexico. He shares with Fox News why he believes Harris's trip to Guatemala misses the crisis.
The root problem might be down there in Guatemala, Honduras, Northern Triangle, but
the problem with the United States is right here on our border. It's very disappointing to see our elected officials going down to another country and basically putting the citizens of this country on the back burner.
President Biden continuing to talk with Republicans this week to try to hammer out a new infrastructure spending plan. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show.
On the Michael Medved Show, look, I do think that this new report from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee can combine with Joe Manchin's courageous, and it seems to me very well considered, stand, and actually force some action on the part of the Democrats, where, honestly, their own constituents demand action. And one of the things that this Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee report shows is, look, people who suffer the most from crime are naturally among the people who want most to have some resolution of the crime issue. Some attempt, at least, to move things in a better direction. Chicago. Okay, can we talk about Chicago? They're talking now, actually. They're very worried about Governor Pritzker. This is a very Democratic state. But Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, and frankly, Rahm Emanuel, the mayor before that, who apparently is going off to be the new ambassador to Japan, that at least is the what everyone's talking about, they were unable to get any kind of handle on this issue of law enforcement. And the issue of law enforcement isn't people, civilians, who are killed by cops. If anybody leaves your house, regardless of what your racial background is, but particularly if you're black, your chances of coming home dead, or not coming home at all, because you are dead, the chances that you will be killed by a civilian, a gang member even, very specifically, are vastly higher. When I say vastly higher, the numbers show about 25 times higher than at least 25 times higher than your chances of getting shot or killed by a police officer. And right now, that issue of crime is a great opportunity. And I'll tell you why. They have sort of stymied in the Senate the George Floyd bill to do something about policing. And one of the things that Tim Scott has done, who is handling the negotiations on this on the Republican side, because he had drafted his own bill to improve policing. And yes, some of it does things. It helps to ban chokeholds. Understood. Got that. But it also goes in exactly the right direction, not the wrong direction. Talks about more resources, more investment in policing. Because that is what makes a very real difference to people. I don't think it's just one racial group. It's not just white people who are concerned when you see $6 trillion being spent on various new social programs and new economic programs and stimulus and relief and pre-K and everything the Biden administration is talking about spending money on. Nothing that they would spend money on would bring a better return in terms of people's lives than dealing with the crime situation. In Chicago this weekend, 55 shot, 5 fatally in violence across the city. 55 shot. And when you actually read it, Chicago Sun-Times basically does an outline of what those 55 shootings really are, and they're virtually all gang shootings. And they're very, almost entirely black people, victims. And it's a horrible situation. And clearly, one of the things that needs to happen, and they've even acknowledged this, in the New York mayoral campaign, they have the primary for mayor of New York coming up on the 22nd of June. So it's not far away. And one of the things that the three leading candidates right now for mayor, who are Eric Adams, who's a former police captain, and Andrew Yang, who says he will, no one will support police more than he would. He's going to have their back. He's going to support the cops. And then Catherine Garcia is the other candidate who seems to be surging in the polls. But she's also talking about restructuring. They had an undercover operation that de Blasio had gotten rid of. And it was an undercover operation to try to protect the city against gang violence. And it was working. And now it's gone away, and the crime is soaring everywhere. And the idea of a black Republican senator and potential presidential candidate, Tim Scott, finding somebody on the other side who actually wants to do some of the same good things that he has in the George Floyd bill, as they call it, fine. But the George Floyd bill should be to make people safer, not just safer from cops, but safer from the much greater danger of gang violence. One of the reasons, even in Minneapolis, that they finally took down the concrete barriers and opened up that George Floyd square where he had actually died, opened it up again to police, was because there had been so much other violence there. One of the reasons that they ended the incredibly stupid idea of the CHOP, of these Capitol Hill Occupied Protests, or the CHAZ it was called originally, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, was because there are young black men, teenagers, who are being shot there. You take police away, and that becomes your situation. By the way, it's one of those fascinating things that Marco Rubio is not going to have an easy race this time because it looks like he's running against Val Demings, who for 28 years was the police chief in Orlando. And she was a tough police chief. And, of course, she's black. And this is one of those issues that goes directly to exactly what they're talking about here in this report from the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. And here's part of what they report. Quentin Jones, who's president of the Collective PAC, said it was clear that some of the rhetoric we see from coastal Democrats had been problematic. Quentin James pointed to the activist demand to defund the police as especially harmful, even with supporters of policing overhauls. Quote, "We did a poll that showed black voters, by and large, vastly support reforming the police and reallocating their budgets." That terminology, defund, was not popular, however, in the black community. In other words, wanting better policing is not at all the same as wanting less policing, particularly at a time where you have one headline after another, four people dead after Sunday night shooting in southeast Portland. At Portland now, for reasons of governance, not that the governance in the city of Seattle is even close to adequate, it isn't. But isn't it amazing that as a rate of population, Portland so far this year has six times the murder rate of Seattle? It's appalling. Three dead, three wounded in another horrific Florida shooting. Yeah, we'll tell you about that as well. And by the way, what do the Democrats do in Oregon in response to this situation? There's an Oregon bill. It's Senate Bill 291. It would ban landlords from taking arrests or criminal history into account when considering tenant applications, if an applicant entered a diversion program, received a deferred judgment, or was charged for a crime that had been removed from public records. That includes former offenses in Oregon, like possession of cannabis or other illicit drugs. But more, should a landlord not be allowed to find out about a criminal background for a potential tenant? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Was appalled when I heard this.
The Michael Medved Show.
It's beyond belief.
It is beyond belief, and there's reason to be appalled. Four people dead after Sunday night shooting in southeast Portland. They don't know yet what the motive was. They don't know yet who the dead bodies were. They were four different people found in a home. Think about that. So four people, Portland, and then another headline: three dead, three wounded in another horrific Florida shooting. Chicago shooting: 55 shot, five fatally in weekend violence across the city. And then there's this from Seattle, which is also related to a shooting. Crews with the city of Seattle cleared out a homeless encampment this weekend in the Ravenna neighborhood, beautiful neighborhood in Seattle, following a deadly shooting in the area last weekend. Over the last 6 months, Seattle police and firefighters have responded to the general area around Olga Park, where the encampment was established. 6 months, 70 times that police have had to respond to the homeless camp, according to a statement from the city spokesman Friday. The most recent response was on May 31st, when a 31-year-old man was shot several times in the chest by one of his neighbors living in the encampment. The victim died at the scene. Well, if you're shot several times in the chest, chances are. People living near Olga Park told King 5 TV today they weren't surprised the shooting occurred. I think it was bound to happen, said one neighbor who asked not to be identified for safety reasons. He's lived in the neighborhood for 25 years and said the encampment had been a problem since before the pandemic. Perhaps with mental problems, walking around the neighborhood screaming, attempted break-ins, people urinating in the doorways, that kind of thing. Yeah, that kind of thing. Just, a typical neighborhood for the houseless, as it said. The neighbor said the encampment had taken a turn for the worse recently, with a rougher crowd showing up, and the city unwilling to do anything about it. According to the city spokesperson, a City of Seattle program within the Human Services Department that coordinates homelessness outreach and referrals to shelter has been working hard with outreach providers for months to connect individuals living at Olga Park with services and shelter as available. Okay, one of the problems is you can work hard at this. People don't want to go. They want to stay in the park. They don't want anyone interfering with their use of drugs or their criminal activity. And shelters do that. The shooting appeared to be the last straw for the city, reports King 5. On June 2nd, Seattle Parks and Recreation staff posted a notice that any remaining belongings in the camp needed to be removed by this last Friday when crews arrived to clear the encampment out. The city and outreach groups were able to connect several individuals with housing resources. Great. Several individuals, how many people living in that encampment? How long will they stay away? The park space will be closed to the public, including you. If you want to take a walk in the park, you don't. Because up until June 18th, the public is banned from going into the park. The public, you! Why? So park and recreation staff can address any changes to the park and reestablish vegetation. They weren't eating the vegetation. Again, if you actually look or take a stroll through one of these homeless camps, which I don't advise, it's certainly not with children, but it's just appalling. And there's still more. I mean, around the country, violent weekend in coastal Georgia, one dead, others injured in separate shootings, two arrested in deadly road rage shooting of a little boy who's a passenger on the California freeway. Okay, in the midst of all this, Oregon is doing its bit. How? Oregon lawmakers could soon ban landlords from considering most criminal history in future tenant applications. If passed, Senate Bill 291 would ban landlords from taking arrests or criminal history into account when considering tenant applications. If an applicant had entered a diversion program or received a deferred judgment or was charged for a crime that's been removed from public records, the bill would have landlords adopt written screening criteria and inform prospective tenants of the screening process and their right to appeal before charging fees or accepting applications. Landlords must also provide applicants with written statements explaining the reason for denial within 14 days. Current law requires landlords to produce a written explanation of denial upon request. Now, this is what I think is just so outrageous. The bill is a governor, part of Governor Kate Brown's racial justice agenda. What does this have to do with race? It's backed by groups like the Oregon Law Center and the Oregon Racial Justice Committee, hoping to close racial gaps in housing law. How are there racial gaps in housing law? In other words, it's the racial justice agenda is to say that you can't take into account somebody's criminal record? What does that have to do with racial justice? How is it discriminatory? How is it discriminatory to say, look, if someone was involved in frequent criminal activity, I would prefer not to rent to that person? Now, particularly today, when it's so hard for people to find rentals, if you have a rental, you may be flooded with applicants. And what you want is you want somebody who's not going to cause trouble, not going to damage your property, and going to pay his or her rent on time. Right? Because, again, people have this idea that the landlord is this invisible force, or it's Daddy Warbucks, or it's somebody Richie Rich. And most people who rent out property are not that. They don't fit that definition. And the idea that you're not allowed to even consider criminal record. Some Oregon landlord groups take issue with SB 291's intrusive requirements. Michael Havlick, who is deputy executive director of the Multifamily Northwest Housing Group, testified to state lawmakers that the bill heaps more paperwork onto applicants that those applicants might not want. Federal guidance on tenant applications, Havlick said, should be enough to instill equity in the application process. This law does not leave the decision to the applicant, Havlick said. Housing providers must conduct the individual assessment whether the applicant wants this or not. In other words, the idea is it's already against the law in Oregon to turn down somebody for an application for rental on a racial basis. And I think that most people, yes, of course, that makes sense. But to turn down somebody because he has a criminal record, even if it is for drugs, maybe especially if it is for drugs, is outrageous. There needs to be some kind of recognition that more resources for the police, more support for the police, is going to be extraordinarily important. And it's going to be an important issue in 2022. Because in 2022, all the Republicans need to do is now, because the Democrats just won that seat that they'd already had previously, Deb Haaland's seat, the Secretary of the Interior in New Mexico, the Democrats won that race. It's a heavily Democratic district. Melanie Stansberry is the name of the new congresswoman. Now, Republicans need to win 6 seats in the House of Representatives. It really ought to be possible to do that, particularly if they can actually make some progress working on some common sense bills addressed to deal with crime. And yes, part of the dealing with crime has to be some kind of provision for the homeless encampments everywhere. And could there be more effective federal programs on that? Could there be less effective federal programs than we have right now? Anybody think that's going well at the moment? It's a disaster. When we come back, we will get to Trump's big speech in North Carolina over the weekend, and another big speech that's getting a lot of attention because it goes into foreign policy from a governor who may want to be our next president. We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.